November 20th, 1975, about 9 months before then. I mean, this is the PG version, by the way. Oh, G version, not even the PG version. 9 months before that, God said, all right, it's time. We're making you. John Coleman. And he took a cell from my mother and a cell from my father. He chose me out of trillions of others. And he says, it's time. And he put this together and the DNA together, and that formed me. And I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you say, well, what's the point? Yeah, I knew that. Well, you are special. You are important. You're special to God, each and every one of us. Do you ever fear or feel that you're not? I've had doubts and times in my life where things are kind of up and kind of down. When I had a pretty normal growing up. You know, my childhood was, on the grand scale of things, pretty normal. Ups, downs, goods, bads, relationships, fights, breakups. Family life was, you know, good. I never really sat there and lied awake at night and worried about anything. But I can think of a time when I was about 12 years old. This was right around the time I became a Christian. I would sit and I wondered and worried, what would have happened if I never was? I know that was kind of a weird one as I reflect back on it. I mean, what would happen if when I die? I'm worried about that too, right around the same time. But what would happen if I never was? You ever thought about that? Where would I be? What would I be? Why wouldn't I? I'm grateful to God that He's given me some answers to those questions, and I don't fret and I don't worry because I understand that God is in control, that God chose me. But why did He choose me? Why did He choose you? So the question is, and what I'd like for you to reflect on, is not only the have faith but not and not fear, right? That our God is huge, that He's monstrously big and infinitesimally small. But that you have talents and abilities that are uniquely given to you. One of the greatest, most richest places on earth is a graveyard. Because that graveyard contains all of the unused talents and abilities that God had given. The dreams that were never realized. What talents and abilities do you have that you can give back to your church family, that you can give back to your community, and what's keeping you from doing so? Fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of being turned down, made fun of, laughed at. I mean, we can apply this in all the areas of our lives, right? Whether it's church, church family, church happenings, inviting people to church, bringing people in, telling people about the good news, telling people about the greatness of our amazing God. My God is big enough. God wants you to know Him. God wants you to understand Him and His Word and His ways. God wants you to love Him. God wants you to have a relationship with Him. Here in just a couple of minutes as we're winding up, I am going to offer an invitation. That's the way I've always kind of done it. And so if you feel so led when we sing the hymn on page number 345, you're welcome to come forward, and I'd ask that the elders come forward to receive. I want to kind of tie this together. So we saw the grandness and greatness of God and the bigness of God, and I said God is also infinitesimally small, and He's above all, in all, and through all. You ever wonder that God's maybe sitting up there wherever He's at in the heavens and looking down on us and saying, yeah, build a big one. Build a bigger telescope. I've got more to show you out here. Here's a galaxy with billions of stars and wonderful, beautiful things to see. I got billions more out there. And although I have billions of stars and I know them all by name and I form them out of my mouth, there's more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on the earth. There's more atoms on a grain of sand than there are stars in the sky. Our bodies are beautifully and wonderfully made. Our bodies are so complex and perfectly simple. It's like our skin. Our skin is about 12 to 15 pounds. It's the largest organ that we have. And the skin, there's some neat things about it. I wanted to share one with you. Luther, go to the next slide, please. No, I guess I'm going to talk about this one next. That's the way I had it in order. We'll get back to the skin. This is M51. It's called the Whirlpool Galaxy. It's way out there, only 1,100 billion light years away. And that's the galaxy, and that's what it looks like. Isn't that amazing? To me, that's not a coincidence. That's God. That's Christ. Go to the next one, son. Have you ever heard of laminin? Some of you have. I'm not a chemist. I don't pretend to be one, and I don't play one on TV, so I'm not even going to try to explain this one very much. But so laminin is a protein found within our bodies. It looks like this. That's the way that the chemists have put it together. It has an A chain and a B1 and a B2 chain, and it contains collagen, that word I understand. But this is what it looks like. What laminin does, and I'm going to read just a brief description of it because some of it's above my head. It's a glycoprotein component of the connective tissue. Basically what that means is it holds our tissues together, right? So my skin is held together, my skin cells are held together with laminin. I have laminin from head to toe throughout my body. My organs are held together with laminin. If you take an electron micrograph, I think that's some kind of a fancy microscope, and you take a look at this protein, it looks like this one. Luther, go to the next one, please. Luther, go to the next one, please. There we go. It looks like this. From head to toe, I've got protein in me that's holding me together. God is with us all the time. One of my prayers is, God, help me to see you. Help me to realize that you are there. Help me to understand you and your greatness and your wonder and your amazing creation. Help me not to look elsewhere, but to always turn to you. So, the question is, do you know God? Do you know his ways? He wants to know you. He knows you intimately. He wants you to know him intimately. My God is big enough. He loves you. He loves each one of us. But he wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to have faith in his ways and not fear. We are not fearful like the world, but we have faith in God. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 says, "For in him all things were created." Miss Amanda? "For in him all things were created."
Amen.
"In heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Although there's a lot of hurt, frustration, pain out in the world, and sometimes we have it in our daily lives, God is here for us. Christ is standing before us with open arms. He wants to receive us. He wants us to put our trust and faith in him. He wants us to know him and have that relationship with him. And if you don't have that relationship with him, understand this, that God is still with you. He's still with you there, head to toe. You have that opportunity if you feel so inclined. If I could have a few of the elders come forward. Pastor John, in your hymn, page 345, if you have a need this morning, come to know Jesus. We invite you to come as together we stand and as we sing.
Oh,
may be seated. As always, when we come together after our lesson, we'd like to make sure that we turn our minds and our hearts and our eyes towards Jesus, towards Him and His sacrifice. And I want to turn towards that, but as we do, just read from Philippians chapter 4. Starting in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received of and heard of from me or see in me, put into practice. And the God of peace be with you. Amen. We could have the elders and deacons come forward. Take the Lord's Supper. Thank you.
night before he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." He took the cup and blessed it and said, "Drink. This is my blood of the New Testament until I come for you." Father God, we just come before you right now.
We think we're a big thing here, but